Regulation is not a one-step process.
And it's definitely not one size fits
all. Hey, it's Kimberly, mother to four, and in this mini-series, I'm going to show you all of the things that we use to regulate and reset.
But one of the first things that you should understand about regulation
is that before you give your child this kind of input,
you have to know if that's what they're seeking.
When my child is craving this proprioceptive input, they're stomping their feet and they're clapping their hands.
This constant hitting is not them being disruptive.
It's them trying to communicate with you that their joints need more input.
One of the best ways that we have found this is with this mini mind crash pad.
A tool that's both aesthetic in our living room
and created by and for special needs families just like ours.